gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
The great outdoors. What is so fantastic about being outside and about being with nature and the earth and all the good things around you? Well, that's kind of what we're here to talk to you about today.
Yes, connecting to earth, that is so exciting, and especially for your organizations, for your clients to be. It is a beautiful way to begin the journey and the process of moving forward.
And it does beg the question a lot of times where people are thinking about getting into this and saying, I don't have an arena yet. What am I going to do? Like, how am I going to have people through? Well, arena or no arena is all still beautifully possible. And today we're going to give you a few different ways that not having an arena can work for you as well. So you don't have to feel that pressure of you have to have the arena first to start out.
Because that costs thousands, thousands of dollars.
It's a moolah.
It's all about saving.
So to start off, I'm Carson Scooter. I am an instructor, facilitator, and social media guru here at Equine Connection.
I am Carolyn Charles. Carrie's is always very profound, so I'm just going to say my piece first. I am Carolyn Charles, an instructor and a facilitator, as well as director of sales and marketing.
And my name is Carrie Fulmeck, the founder of the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and master instructor, helping people just like you globally around the world to be able to have the dream career of a lifetime, but also being able to not only work with your horses in a completely different way, but being able to help humans make changes in their lives to be able to move forward without having to, figure out all those
little bitty pieces.
You know, sometimes it's so hard for people to find those answers. And yet we are actually the solution to the problems in our lives. So the horses really help all of us as human beings to get to the answers so that we can move forward with them.
Yes, exactly. And really As a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with a life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools that you need to be successful. An empowered team, all of us here too, to move you and your business forward, and refreshed awareness with remarkable communication with your horses, and you leave with a soul-altering people, confidence of knowing you are doing exactly what you are meant to be doing in this life. So if this really does sound like everything that you've ever wanted, listen up. We're going to tell you some ways that you can get right into it here and not have to worry about if you don't have everything that you thought you might need to start off with in the first place.
Yeah. I would still say, the majority of people who get certified with us don't have an arena. And I have to tell you, for my beginning, it was 2 years without an arena. It was doing it in the great outdoors.
Yes.
And it really was wonderful. And I know we have someone in the BC area as well, and their organizations actually don't ever want her to build an arena because they say that connection to earth and everything that's around them and the smells and the feel of just being alive really has helped their youth and their people to be more grounded actually in the earth. So there really is some major wins with that. And I know sometimes we wait to get started because we think we need so much more in order to live the life we have been destined to live, but you don't. All you have to do is understand what it is that you got in your business so you can move it forward. But human beings, no matter where they are in this world, adapt to the weather situations that are in our neighborhood.
So that brings us to the first piece of why you can start this out without an arena is because you can save money.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, right? If you don't have it there yet, you don't have to put out the thousands of dollars that it takes to get that arena going. You can save the money to start making the money right away. So by saving money, we just mean that you simply don't have to put out that much.
Like $150,000.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or it could be $100,000. And it doesn't matter, but that's a lot of thousands that you are putting in. You know, even to begin with, you can use your own piece of land. If you have an acreage, how wonderful that you can actually just put a fence around it, have a specific area where you run your outdoor programs.
Absolutely.
And the nice piece is too, like we were Wuss Cakes. Well, I was a Wuss Cake. Carolyn wasn't with me yet at that time, but I chose not to do it in the winter months, like when there was snow and it was minus 27. Because why? I'm a wuss. Yeah. So at that time, what I would do is be able to go meet with organizations and build my business with the marketing component. But then we still have some people who do it in the snow because they love the hair of the horses being so thick and the breath coming out of their nostrils just to feel that more alive and a fire pit and beautiful lights going. Like, it's a beautiful way because remember where we live, it makes sense because people snowboard, they snowshoe, they ski. People are used to the areas. If you are in a hot area, same thing as sprinklers, have things going that will still create that mm-hmm. wonderful business, but and don't do it when it's super hot out. Well, maybe do it at 9 a.m. in the morning.
And what's that thing called on the snow where you're behind a horse and people are skiing?
Yes!
That's a crazy sport, and that's in the winter.
That is in the winter, that's right. Yeah. Absolutely. So that totally saves you loads of money. And if you don't have an acreage yet as well, the one thing I did, even though I owned an acreage, I didn't think to do it at my piece of land at the time, but I went to another lady who is working with her horses regularly. So I knew they had life skills. And I asked her if I could run like 3 programs there a week. And then she would just charge me rent on her outdoor arena and then 2 horses. And she would charge me like $40 per horse per hour. So I'd be there like for 3 hours, but then I would be able to get all my stuff done. And then I'd just bring my Rubbermaid totes back home with me and I was set. So it saved me a lot of money not having to go.
And you know, another piece too is that we have this incredible network of facilitators around the globe. And a lot of the time what happens is someone wants to start this too, but they don't have the arena. Maybe they don't even have the horses. And so they team up with another facilitator and go to their facility.
Another thing to think of too is a lot of times people say, well, you know, you need an arena because of the weather and everything else like that. Fact of the matter is people aren't, you know, going to be upset if you do have to reschedule one or if there is some sort of big snowstorm. And remember this too, if they're driving to your place, whether you're inside or outside, if there is a ginormous snowstorm, they're still not going to drive out in that. So they wouldn't be coming anyway, even if you had the indoor arena.
Seriously, if you're in Florida or wherever, like you have those huge heat spells, nobody wants to go outside.
No. So, and it's not a problem that way. When you talk to your clients ahead of time, they are aware of this stuff as well. So they know that this can be kind of flexible and you can be kind of flexible too. It all works out.
You bet.
So this brings us to, if you save money, then you can make some money.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because to me, when you get certified, you are able to go and run these programs right away. So you see, you're making money immediately. You're getting your return on investment. You're actually getting more confidence because you are running these programs. It is a wonderful way to begin making money versus, oh, I need all of this stuff before I begin. Because no, you don't. We actually give you everything that you need to begin with. I mean, you need a few supplies, but that's like minimal cost. It's just a nice way to get out there and start building your business without having that overwhelming feeling again of spending, because now you're going to make money. So you spend the money to make the money and you're not having to go in the hole. Making money is still one of the most important things when you are considering the business that is calling you to do it. Because if you cannot see a way that you're going to make money, well, of course, you're never going to do it either. And, you know, I always say you have no idea as a human being when you are going to die. I think we forget to understand that we're not living forever. And when we forget that we're not going to live forever, we forget that, you know, we got to look after what do I want in this one very short life? Because we don't have a lot of time to be able to live our dreams. And to live a dream when you've got support globally, it's such a win-win situation.
And you know, this even leads us into this next piece. There's this quote, it's perfection is the enemy. And I really think that's so true because often we think that we need the arena, we need the heat, we need the materials, we need the horses, we need this. And the list just keeps growing and growing and getting bigger and bigger. And if we keep wanting to perfect everything but don't actually start doing anything, then we're never actually going to get started. So even with this not waiting piece, this is a...
That's so true. Because it doesn't have to be perfect right off the bat.
No.
And you know what? When you get certified, you're going to leave here. And that's why we always have this support for life, is because you're not going to feel perfect yet as a facilitator. It takes a long time to grow into all of that. So sitting there and waiting isn't going to help you any. You need to get certified. You need to get moving. And you need to find a way to do that. And if that's outside, so be it, right? Not all of us have arenas to start out with.
Heck,
you can rent,
no.
You can do all sorts of things. But it is all possible as long as you don't wait. You got to move forward with your dream. Just like Carrie said, you don't know when it's your time.
No, you don't. And you know, even that waiting thing, if you don't know what it is that you have in a business, you won't understand how to go out and market it. So that's why getting certified is so key, because then you get what it is that you have. And when I first started as well, I wanted one full year to get myself organized. I wanted to practice all the programs. I wanted to have all my materials and everything ready. But funny, as soon as I was certified, I got a call to say, hey, we just heard you're certified. We want to hire you. And we had that 9-year contract with Six Sigma Youth Medicine Lodge because I was certified. Then it made me have to be ready to go, because who turns down money? Oh, sorry. Give me another year to get ready.
I don't know if I'm fully ready yet.
Yeah. You just can't do it that way. So it's very exciting when you're just, it's kind of like jumping off a cliff. Well, how I always think about it. Not Caroline.
Did you see? I don't see myself jumping off a cliff anytime soon.
But you're jumping off, but you have wings. See, this is to me, even in business, I love it so much, because you're finally ready and you take that leap and you do the jump and these wings come out and they support dying.
Not dying,
because this is the way business is. Business is fearful and business is exciting. And you should have both ingredients when you are thinking of doing something different with your one and only life, because that means you want to do good.
It's so true. And like, for putting it into my language, it's a calculus. So a lot of times people with the analytical parts, or the people like me who are skeptical or anything else like that, yes, there is risk associated with anything you do. There's a risk when you cross the road, for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. There's a risk when you get your car and drive every day. But this is a calculated risk to get you towards your end goal, your dream, your being of why you're on this earth. And that to me is the kind of risk that you take. It's all the calculation part to bring you to that next place, right? So it's not just a risk that you're going out there and hoping you're going to fly. There's so many pieces in it that give you the opportunity to.
If you're unsure, arena, no arena, outdoor arena, indoor arena, then make sure to take another peek at this video if you didn't get to see it all, because we teach you ways that you can make money, save money, and how to beat that perfection piece of waiting around and making sure everything comes together. When if you have the passion and you have life skills, which we all do, then you have the ability to make this happen.
Absolutely. Yes. Make it happen. Or just like Nike always says, just do it.
Just do it.
I love some of those pieces that just kick us forward and make it happen.
So once again, I'm Carson Scooter.
I'm Carolyn Charles.
Damn it.
Okay. I'm Carolyn Charles. And you move forward, start your dream today, because you are worth it. And every single client who's going to ever come into your arena is worth it too. That can be outdoor as well.
And for your pony pones.
Yes.
Giving them purpose. It's so exciting, especially for some of our retired or lame, or they've injured themselves. What a beautiful way to still have them in your life. But now you're working in partnership to have a business.
And purpose.
Yes. So we hope to see you soon. If you want to join us live for a live Q&A, just type answers below. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.